Smoke good, but I fuck back. 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 Bitch, smoke good, but I fuck back. Smoke good, but I fuck back. Smoke good, but I fuck back. Smoke good, but I fuck better. Bitch, smoke good, fuck back. 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 Smoke good, fuck back.
I love my shit and I love and I love and I love. Y'all know what I'm saying?
It's the motherfucking Eskimo Brothers podcast. Trill talk. Staying humble on you niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want to go around the table? Say who's in the building?
Yeah, what's going on? It's Mike Jax. You know how it goes. ENJ is the sponsor.
Definitely.
Like hitting.
It definitely is.
Let's keep it going.
Mr. Primetime, Grind Nino Punchlines in the building.
You know what I'm saying? It's Grade A Plus, the Baby Mama Bandit. One hit a quitter, Jackie Jr.
Mm-hmm. Squadcast Podcast is Ian Ellis. What's happening? At Chicago Open Mic on Twitter. Holla at me.
There you go.
Toys.
You leaving something out?
AKA.
Oh, shit.
Just Toys.
Oh, shit.
BKA. BHBK.
Oof.
That's the Black Heartbreak Kid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Spell it
also
out.
Known as Puncho Man Bandy Savage. Dig it.
Bands.
The right way.
Blast from the past.
How many times did autocorrect trying to stop that sentence from being written?
Never. That's how good I am.
I believe somebody's sitting in the corner, being sneaky and shit.
Okay,
she ain't here. Fuck it. Like we were saying.
All right. How you fellas doing this week?
Man. Good night. Blessed, brother.
You ain't had nobody and your family get a boot, anything like that?
No.
No boots this week?
No, I'm good. You know, I found out all of Magic Triple X production shit is on Spank Bang. So if you're a Miss Natural fan, you know, go handle yourself.
Wait, whiteboard that? Explain that to the people who didn't understand what you said?
Oh, Magic Triple X Productions is a pornographic company based out of Chicago.
Mm.
All the ratchet bitches
Research.
You want to see.
Mm.
Normally they charge them like half a much a month, but fuck that. You can go to Spank Bang, see the whole shebang.
Sounds like a field trip.
Shout out to Miss Natural. She's going to be on the show at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Natty
Ice. Who was inviting this young lady?
Nigga.
Almost called out her name.
Great is, goddamn. First off, she's a young lady.
What, she work at Family Dollar?
No, she do dicks.
That don't mean she ain't got a day job.
She a porno star.
Yeah, but she ain't got no day job. That ain't forever.
Natural,
she got to start thinking about her future.
I ain't finna let them motherfucking disrespect Miss Natural out here. She put little booties in style. I don't even fuck with little booties. But naturally get it.
This is natural.
I've never heard of this bitch.
This nigga, right.
I've never heard of this bitch.
You
pull up a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, man. She's
she cool. Little Puerto Rican chick from Gary, ratchet as hell.
Oh, she got
you
it.
Said
I
she
know
don't
she
like
been burning.
Love yo.
She's burning many a nigga.
Love your little ratchet ass. Come on with it.
Yeah, you fuck with blacks, women? Only outside of your married days back in the day?
Yeah, before I was married.
Long time
way
ago.
Back before.
Long time ago.
Back in the way, way back when I had to make trips out the Blue Island.
Ooh, that's definitely it.
Sorry, fellas.
Yes.
Trump is out here dropping bombs on niggas.
Oh, like shit.
That was perfect. Y'all niggas act surprised.
So here's my thing with this serious situation. I feel like America is proactively, well, I'm going to get back around to that, but I feel like on its face, they're proactively trying to stop other countries who have weapons that can really fuck us up from using them. So every time they do some shit like, oh shit, he dropped some chemical weapons, yeah, let's go ahead and throw some drones over there so that shit don't reach on this side.
Fuck your fort, nigga.
That's been the lick since Hiroshima. Mm-hmm. Fucking but I fuck with Trump because he gave me the opportunity
whoa,
to be
whoa,
the
whoa.
Wait, can
whoa,
I say
whoa,
what I was gonna say?
Whoa,
I don't fuck with him like that. Can I finish
episode.
My shit, please? Thank you.
Oh,
I fuck with Trump
like
because nigga, I don't like the motherfucker as a whole, but I'm saying I fuck with him for providing me the opportunity to be the first rapper to say fuck the stunt. I'm a Trump the button.
Man, fuck Donald Trump is a staff, record label, and
nobody
does
his whole.
And if you want to be down with Donald Trump, then fuck you too.
But
Gino and Phil. No,
what?
I don't want
to. I would just like to say thank you, Nino, for providing me for the rainwater that your ass just hit me with. Nigga. Well, podcast world.
Point that shit toward
the
desert.
Okay, well, we meant to say Gray doesn't fuck with Trump, the president, but he fucks with the whole. What'd you say?
No, I just.
Because I didn't hear what you said.
Right? Oh, yeah, I said.
He just happy Trump gave him a bar he could use.
Thank you. That's okay. All. I don't like
that.
All
right. But,
shot his ass right now.
I don't know that nigga.
Fuck with him.
I mean, people are very surprised about it, but frankly.
Who's surprised?
I'm talking about, like, just on Facebook. Like, a shitload of people. They still fucking. But it's like.
It's cool to fuck. You.
Cool the fuck down. Okay? We still got kids to raise. We still got shit to do. It is what it is for the motherfuckers that do whatever. Just fucking live life and hey, it is what it is. So what?
She besides herself. Some,
our studio audience was throwing anyway, shade.
Oh, you don't have to. fucking so. Yeah, man. Toys, what do you feel, man? What was you about to say? Because I heard you.
Yeah, this is what I feel. So our country, and this is something from the beginning of the time. What we do is we go into places, fuck it up, leave it, and that creates monsters for us to deal with.
Exactly. Years later down the line. Down the
That's
line.
What ISIS is saying.
And we might even finance the new monster.
We do that. We finance Al Qaeda. There was a movie made about that, actually.
Yep. Yes. True. I believe ISIS is shooting at us with a lot of our own shit.
Yes. We took Gaddafi out.
Yep.
We created a monster out of Gaddafi for the worldview. And then,
like fucking crazy. Dollar,
these motherfuckers.
Like fucking crazy.
Yes. So a country been doing that forever. The country even does that domestically. If you notice, you know.
Did you guys meet in like Pan African history class?
That was a good joke.
Sorry.
Just saying yes. Who got the textbook? Where are you
Faith,
reading
brother.
This shit?
Faith, brother. You ain't going to disrespect my brother with the bean pie.
Right. Y'all didn't know that's my white devil homie Ian.
And guys, this is the moment where he was 3 seconds from being stumped. And we realize that he's a friend.
Friend of the show.
So, now what I was saying, we do the same thing domestically. When the government decided to infiltrate and tear down the Black Panthers.
Black Wall
because
Street.
Because we were afraid of
R.I.P. Fred Hampton.
That created a vacuum that created
all these gangs.
Now, these street gangs also started as growth and development organizations.
They were positive. They were more positive.
That were pretty much here to police the community of the police.
Right.
They infiltrated that, took all the leaders out.
Right.
So you chopped the leaders' head, and then that created this gangs turning into street crime.
Right. Mm-hmm. You cut the leaders, you cut the funding, then you got motherfuckers killing each other for
anarchy.
For those
that's
that
what happens.
Yeah.
That's really
the motherfucking
what happens.
Government did give the Vice Lords a fat ass check for being the good community organization.
Yes.
And
but
then they turned around and said, "Nah, nigga."
But yeah, but back to Syria, I just say, hey. Fucking calm down. Just because I be saying the shit all on my fucking, we going to war. We going to war right now. We may go. We may. There may be something established, but I just calm the fuck down.
See, America's playing Russian roulette. It's been doing that forever.
Mm-hmm.
We have to intervene in certain situations to try to prevent another world war.
Right.
Mm.
But that's not helping.
Sometimes we press a button that creates other things happening. So it's tough. I'm not going to act like I know the answers. I've never been voted for.
Nah, right.
Really?
Wait. That's a lie.
Well, that's
I have gotten some votes, but not for office.
What was this
on American Idol and shit?
No.
What was this for?
I got voted head of my class at one point. Most likely to.
Most likely to bring a chair if he's sitting there.
That's great. I'm about to tell your ass up.
I just
how about,
just
how about
these jokes are about to fly.
Most likely coldest swirl part on IG.
What?
I would have won.
Yes. That's the award you won. Okay.
No, that's you.
Oh, me?
That's you.
Man,
that's you all day.
Twist got voted 30th lining, you know?
Yeah, man. I'm about to have some jokes for that ass in a minute, bro.
I let them fly.
No, we gotta stay on subject
okay.
for a minute, but the last 15 minutes, my God.
So, man, it's because the public, the listeners, don't have the backstory of this, so it's gonna be good.
Yeah,
but
no, I'm not finna do that whole thing.
I'll give you a little bit of the backstory.
No, you ain't gotta do it.
Guess what, guys?
We're gonna
let that go.
We're gonna
let
that go. So, serious, it's fucked up. Moving along.
Moving along.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, nothing landed in Maywood. So
right, exactly.
Yeah, that's a plus.
That's how niggas feel.
So
and I think if everything just goes wrong, we just have Kendall Jenner just give Donald Trump a Pepsi.
As much as I forgot to tell you,
great segue.
Segue,
yeah, okay,
perfect.
Yeah,
Pepsi. How do you feel
wait
about
a minute,
that? As
wait
a white
man, hold on. Does anybody give a fuck about serious?
They have to hear what I just said, Ian. How do you feel about this as the white? Now go.
As a white man, I think the Pepsi.
You're speaking on behalf of the whole race,
and that we need to embrace multiculturalism and consuming buying shit.
How do you feel about the commercial? Did you see the commercial?
Is it the one where like the Muslims taking pictures and the white girl starts walking and she gives the cop a Pepsi?
No, that's Homeland. What happened on the Pepsi commercial is that there was some protests. Mm-hmm. Kendall Jenner decided to join the protest.
She's modeling.
And she was like, hey, you know what? I don't like this animosity. And she walks up to a police officer, hands him a Pepsi. He crack it, I think. And everything was well again.
You know what? These niggas aren't half bad. That's not a fucking in the shit.
Now, have you ever had a "these niggas aren't half bad" moment?
Not over a Pepsi.
Right now.
Okay.
Maybe over a blunt. You know what? God damn it, I was wrong. These motherfuckers ain't that bad.
Motherfuckers. I thought you was about to let it go.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was about to let go when that end turned to M.
I'm not letting you go like you let your weight go.
Woo!
Come on, Michelin, mate.
You look like the before of that old man who rapes Chris on
little more
the
specific.
Family Guy.
Narrow it down.
Everybody knows who I'm talking about.
Damn!
Now, somebody, we're going to post a picture
of
Ian.
Chris.
Yes.
Chris,
you look like him in 76.
You look like you're giving your beard stretch marks.
That's a terrible joke. We gotta have another joke funeral.
It wasn't that bad.
Maybe it wasn't great. I expect so much more because I know you're talented.
Hey, will you just spend 10 minutes grasping for a Family Guy reference?
No, it wasn't 10 minutes, and it worked.
I'm not gonna get in this totally, but yeah, you look more like the young version of that nigga that used to dance with Six Flags.
Yeah. I get it. I get Despicable Me a lot. I get an albino Ninja Turtle.
He is a stand-up comedian, for those who don't know. He got a lot of these. He got a long clip of these.
Got
jokes.
A new show starting at Base Camp, second Sunday, May 14th. Everybody come out. Yo. Yeah, we plugging.
It's like
plugging.
Weekly?
Give the address if you got it.
It's Base Camp. It's off 53. Advertising's on the radio. Look it up.
Oh, okay, cool.
DMX is going to be there next week.
For real?
Yeah.
Humble Brag.
Huh?
Smoking?
Yeah.
Do your homework.
I don't know. I'm going to try and interview him. So
pocket full of stump. You know he's on that shit.
It's a weird. I mean, he'll do an interview, and you know, he'll be driving with him. He'll be sent. He looks like he's got it together. And then it's like 2 weeks later, you're like, arrested again. Motherfucker, I just saw you.
Yeah.
Talk about how you heard.
He and me be looking like
I prayed with you. You have three storylines going on at one time. Calm it down, actually.
Yeah. Real shit.
He do look like he'll detail your car for $10. Just slightly, you know.
Outside the auto zone.
Just a hint of crack on him. But I look, that's a legend.
He looks like he'll ride around in a pickup truck and tell you he'll fix that dent in your door. He get that shit out for you.
He will. Your dog, I can knock that shit out real easy. You know what I'm saying? 35. Fuck with me.
Does that happen in every city?
Yeah.
That nigga that rides around in a pickup truck?
Wherever there's crack. Yeah.
You know them niggas usually just be trying to steal out your car. Yeah, I had to kill one. I'm sorry. That was a joke. I had to kill one.
I'm sorry. You know.
Had to shoot one in the back.
All I did was shoot his ass. You know. All
right, so I had two things I want to say about Syria, though. It's like, I don't really give a fuck about them. The fear is like, what if Russia wants to go to war? You think that shit will ever happen? Like, what are your thoughts on that? That's the scary part to me. I'm like, Syria, go fuck yourself.
It will be cold again, I think. I think they already starting another cold war with us. They are poking at us.
It seems like they're in a land grab now. They're just, you know.
Yeah, they feeling like, all right, let's see. Let me just keep, I'm not touching you. But they got their hand right next to your motherfucking nose.
Right.
And that's what they're doing right now. And they waiting for us to react. Because if we react first, then they can get their allies together and start a whole bunch of big shit. You know, they got...
They don't need allies. They're fucking twice the size of us.
You know, them motherfuckers.
With the whole
and
shit.
And they got a lot of the same weapons we got.
Me and Jax is actually on the phone discussing this shit. Like, if shit go down, and like ISIS want a motherfucking, like, you know, they come in, they want to cut niggas' heads off and shit. It's like, we straight, because we some niggas. Ian, you got problems, but, you know, we can work on this shit. Like, where are you from?
Be
like,
ISIS could be the United.
But they hit you with that shit, like, where are you from? As niggas, we can be like... I do not know.
I do not fuck with
people like fucking crazy.
Okay, pause.
But why was you...
Pause.
You were very perplexed about us talking about this shit.
Wait a minute. What's up, bro? I need people to realize the four different accents that happened at the same time. None being Middle Eastern. Yeah. It went from Jamaican to a little Irish.
That was not...
To West Africa.
Because we West Africa.
Do it again. No, nigga.
Which
you
one?
You try to do a Middle Eastern ISIS accent.
Where are you from? You look like one of those American scumbags. Where are you from, my nigga?
I look Middle Eastern sometimes.
You do. It's the beard.
You do.
That's what it is.
You do.
I'm going to get you a turban like Nick Cannon. Shout out Nick. Give us a check, Nick.
Turn up. I want my turban to have the cape that the durags have.
Ooh. Have your name in the back like the motherfucking Liz fitted.
Ooh, put that shit on.
Boys.
You like that idea?
Culture.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Okay, durags. They're a device that we use to hold our hair down.
I was thinking the 5%ers and Piccolo look alike. And you can have a pointy hat.
Where the fuck is he going with this?
He'll make it dope. I don't know.
Alright.
Here was my other thing on fucking the Middle East and shit, though. I was like, so like according to Noam Chomsky, they hate us because of fucking occupation. Because we go in and we leave. So you're bored. You're bored by that sentence.
Don't say we.
He's bored by that shit. But I was like, I think part of the reason they hate us is that they're just like left behind. Like they're not catching up to where we're at.
Ain't with no iPhones jobs
and fucking Sex in the City and women's rights. Like they're not catching up to our infrastructure anytime soon. And when you can't catch up,
just pussy still
you try to bring people down to your level. And I think a lot of that terrorism shit is like, quit leaving us behind.
Mm-hmm. They still got afros on their pussies.
Probably.
And that's just upsetting everybody. So, you still...
They still got crabs in the Middle East.
Yeah, they still got Norman Schwarzkopf.
They got an ocean in 40 miles, but they still got crabs.
By the bushel.
They got tons of oil.
Mm-hmm. But still got crabs.
I just feel like Donald Trump... It's like the Rick James of politicians.
Okay.
The man went from saying, Barack is nowhere in the world. You should go to Syria. That's a dumb idea. To let's bomb Syria. That's a great idea. Yeah. And act like nobody saw that shit. And you got the receipts on Twitter.
It's like,
I didn't see that shit.
For him to tweet as much as he do, somebody got to teach him about screenshots.
Like, you do know that people can remember that shit.
Spelling. Like, he hasn't fucked that shit up. Like, he can spell.
A lot of his supporters can't spell. Oh, yeah, that was right.
A lot of his supporters can't read.
I'm not on Twitter. I'm not going to do that. Yeah. They got... What are they on, though?
Probably Moonshine.
They don't aim.
They're hanging out with Tom.
They still got the discs that come... They got a whole bunch of them. Do they still mail these? How you still get a dial-up disc? Motherfucker still putting that disc in.
Motherfucker's still running, honey. I can't get on Skype till he gets there. He's holding the ladder. He's almost there.
Goddamn, the orchid man is going to call. Get off the pewter.
Poor white people are funny.
You're going to make me miss my ping pong.
I got to go download my album off of Sam Goody.
Yeah, a lot of his supporters do have to pay attention to those side effects on the medicine commercials.
Very true.
They them type of niggas.
Hell yeah. Lots of Mountain Dew.
Anybody got anything else on the first two topics before we move on?
Nah, moving on.
Did you have some shit on Pepsi?
Fuck Donald Trump.
My thing with Pepsi, I understand the outrage, but I kind of feel like it's fake outrage.
When I saw the commercial,
I was like, oh.
I get it.
I
get where people are can be upset, but at the same time, like, why choose this to be upset?
It's
about?
It's way more legit.
It's not racist at all. It's just toned down. But yo, my thing is, like, I'm not offended by it.
I'm not offended. I'm just like, really? Like, Kendall Jenner? Like, that's the thing where, like, a lot of the mad motherfuckers, I think they're like, yeah, Kendall Jenner swooped in and saved you niggas.
About, man. That's woke Twitter.
Yeah.
She needs
something
ass,
to be mad about.
But she won the check. She got the check, so shout out to the check.
That's it.
And you see who Pepsi apologized to?
Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
He was like,
hey, we ain't even mean to put you in
this. Hey, she wasn't
apologizing. They know niggas don't fuck with now. We not here drinking Coke in the EJ right now. They know niggas don't drink Pepsi.
That commercial is a picture that they're painting of what they think the millennials are. That's their portrait of the generation. Mm-hmm. And they're co-opting the idea of revolution
but there was
or
no
change. So it's like you, I think that's what it is. It's like turning Black Lives Matter into a commercial thing, or any other.
Man,
you know,
fuck
it was
Pepsi.
Very much all laughs in that commercial.
Fuck Pepsi for burning Michael Jackson's hair.
That being said, don't sponsor the show.
They did try to kill Michael Jackson.
Yes,
that's something that we can't forget about.
I can't
that was
forget
a plot.
It. I can't
and they fucking derailed the Jackson reunion tour.
That is true.
Mm. How many days did they miss due to Michael's hair burning?
But they did give us the Sega Genesis Michael Jackson game.
But they dropped
the Bill O'Reilly. Were they in charge of this?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay,
like,
I'm
going to
let you rock.
Card to
okay,
play.
They get some they get some cool points for that.
And Nino just said, fuck it already. He was already back. Okay, we're fucking shit, man. What game is the game?
Hey, that was an awesome game. That was an awesome game.
All right, so this is kind of some old shit, but one thing I didn't like was when Sprite was putting hip-hop lyrics on, and they put fucking, like, Tupac on there. Because I was like, I remember when Tupac was alive. Yeah, like, I'm that fucking old. Yeah, I'm like, Sprite didn't rock with that motherfucker when he was alive. So there's no way he's like, oh yeah, Sprite. that's yeah, the change I want to see.
Hey, but his sister didn't cash that check, though. Yeah, yeah. Speaking of Tupac, that was actually an awesome segue where I was going next. So Suge Knight is blind. Now, as we know, blind is a big part of our podcast.
It is.
We speak about blind and lack of seeing a lot. Yeah. Now, Suge can't see. Let me just get that clear.
Anymore?
He has glaucoma. Yes. That's why he ran over that median and killed his homeboy.
Killed buddy.
He
tried to get
weed in jail. So Suge came out this week and said that his ex-wife and his head of security are the ones who killed Tupac.
That sounds like an Empire episode.
And then his lawyer came out and said, no. Nah. So I don't know what the fuck is going on.
That's what I was saying. The lawyer was like, shut the fuck up.
So,
that's false.
I don't know what the fuck going on with Suge. It took 21 years for you to come out with this. Duh.
Is he really going blind or is this a like?
No, he's really going blind.
He's really blind. That's how he ended up in jail. Right. He ran over his homeboy. He tried to storm the set of Straight Outta Compton.
I remember that part.
Oh, you saw the video when he killed his homeboy?
Yeah. Then he backed up, too.
He backed up.
Yeah.
I think he just didn't give a fuck. I don't think he blind like
I think he's really blind. He got some big ass glasses on every court.
He got
blind, but what nigga don't wear glasses to court?
He blind, but he had attentions behind buddy.
That's a motherfucking throw off method.
He got some monocles.
You're right. I could never run over that gentleman. I can't see. He trying to fucking hide the shit. He look all innocent.
No, he's Stevie Wonder, Bill Cosby blind.
I bet you he gonna have the scariest blind dog anybody's ever seen.
He got Chico. CNI Rottweiler.
Chico cool it.
That's your funniest.
So what is it about going blind that made him be like, you know what, I'm gonna let it out. It's been 20 years. He ain't coming back.
He got shit else to do.
Right.
I think he's been proven to lie about some shit. Remember he said he got shot in the head when Pac got killed.
He got grazed.
I got a bullet up here still, man.
Maybe this is his version.
Still got my shit up here, man.
Maybe this is his version of like the OJ, if I have did it.
Well, he keeps dropping dimes. Because then, like, a year ago, he was on Conan.
Exactly.
And he was talking about killing Eazy-E.
He's crying. That was the greatest episode of Jimmy Kimmel ever.
That motherfucker was so uncomfortable.
Wasn't that Conan?
That was Conan.
You wouldn't be?
Yeah, it was Conan.
No, he was on Jimmy Kimmel, too.
I think it was Jimmy when he did
And he was talking about, like, it got a new thing to kill people. You just inject them with AIDS.
And he had this guy, he was so confident. He's like, that's that Eazy-E.
That's that Eazy-E.
And Jimmy
That's exactly how he said it. Let's get quiet so we can say that again.
That motherfucker should tightly grab his Cuban, puff that motherfucker with such confidence and said, you know, you give niggas AIDS real fast, let them die. It's that easy eat thing.
it starts to taper, as you said.
That's how you do that shit, man.
Yeah, when we say fuck shit?
Fuck shit.
Okay.
Fuck shit.
He gave us a Source Award moment, man. I can't say that.
Which caused a lot of niggas to get shot.
Yeah, but he said that about Diddy, man.
Diddy said Diddy went on drink
all up in the video.
That was classic,
right, though,
man.
But Diddy said that he stepped the shit
he
like
added to the culture.
Wait, Diddy stepped the shit like, nigga, what the fuck was all that shit? And Suge was like, oh, I was talking about Jermaine Dupri.
Diddy did not step up to Suge like that.
He said
Diddy. That's what Diddy said. You can talk to Shine if you want to.
Okay.
He might get some shit thrown at
his
head. He
put his ass and he reached up and he told him.
That was pretty ass. That was pretty gentle.
No, she didn't have that ass.
No, she had that ass.
Let's not sleep on Selena.
Yeah, she was Selena. Because
she came out that bitch as Selena. The first
she was a fly girl.
Had me glued to the screen. I didn't even know no Mexicans like that. And I was like, what the fuck is that?
No, but that was before their union.
I sat down in Indian style and watched the rest of that movie. After that,
before Sean Poe shot up the club.
Shout
out to Sean Poe.
Yeah.
Wherever you are.
Speaking of niggas also getting shot. Tupac went into the Rock and Roll Hall.
Right. Speaking of shot niggas.
Everybody, shout out to niggas that got shot.
I got my artist. Everybody know about my record label. Mm. You know, we talked about that in the last episode about my record label. Ian, you didn't hear about that, but we doing things. Screw Thick Records.
Mm-hmm.
You
All
know right. what I'm saying? We doing shit the mothers ain't.
First artist.
And my first artist, DJ Sway 50, has done a tribute to Tupac. We're going to play a little bit of that.
I got this booty group. Ain't a thing, bitch, I'm about to swing. I like you too, you too. You can eat your group, but you come fast. Cash a check and keep the pussy wet. Just don't ask me. I ain't got no hands, I ain't your friend. I'm your enemy.
What?
Bitch, I'm on the top, got the drop, but they finna see. It's just love in the knee.
Hey. Ain't nobody tripping when I see pressure. I'm automized, hypnotized, I'm throwing you on the back seat. You young, I can tell by your agony. I'm spec three to the side, bitch. Bitch, you wanna ride this. Gotta be the reason for your season, so we high. Shit. Gotta get hectic, gon' let it. It's my fantasy. Ain't nobody in this motherfucker here can handle me. I'm a damaged dick sucker. What ride when I bust is a savage. Ain't no love, I ain't average. Fucked up, and I smoke weed and I stick to my mama bed. I sip service real quick in my channel lag.
Can I say as a rapper?
Wait.
You know what? He need to do a collab with Big Sight.
You need
that will set it off.
I was gonna say I heard a nigga with no teeth rap harder than that since Danny Brown.
I'm just trying to tell you, nigga.
No, don't do that.
Last
don't
week, as Crew Thick was getting up off the ground, as I went through my roster, a lot of niggas had a lot of jokes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now y'all see this nigga with no teeth getting off DJ Sway Feezy. Now everybody on his coattails. Oh yeah, that was good. I'm sick of it.
He looks like Cosby in the middle of raping a bitch. Yeah. Like he takes the dentures out. Like, oh, she's gonna get it now. Come with a ball.
I don't think they had the same effects on girls. Like a nigga with no teeth don't make the head better. Jess, you like hair from a nigga with no teeth?
Never had
it. You got some uncles on your body count, nigga. Don't lie.
No uncles.
Young lady. Let me get that motherfucker. Nom, 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 nom.
I said,
young lady, I'm trying to get that motherfucker. Nom, 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 nom. You know, you ain't never had none of this, girl.
Let me tell y'all though,
Sway 50 gonna be on your ass.
Sway 50 got two teeth, 27 bars, three chains, a Benz, before the deal.
97 grand kids.
The right way.
Five.
But they, 97.
95?
You know, he out here doing this shit, man. Dallas all the way to Chicago, man. Mm-hmm. I tried to tell you niggas last week, man. Sign up. Nino, the only one that got with me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had to up the signing bonus because we got a lot of haters that's trying to swoop in. But, you know, he's part of the dynasty. He's going to be taking over for how many years?
Forever.
We're going to come back. 2018.
Got him.
19.
Killed him.
20.
Bang.
How?
21.
Bang, bang.
Taking 22 off.
Crest.
Coming back for 23. Get the crown back. At this point, he is going to be in his late 50s. But
seasoned.
He's still going to be able to do those Time Joining Boats cruises.
Yes. Hey,
okay?
The right
because
way.
Because he's a demographic that the rescue rappers ain't.
If you would allow me to crown y'all, I think, nigga, fuck Crew Thick, go run it from the 99 to the 3000.
99 to what year?
To the 3000, nigga.
Hey, you got it right. And we're working with some back here.
Shit.
But I'm sorry. We was before Sway dropped them vicious bars off.
Bars of fury, nigga.
All these niggas with no teeth. How does he speak that well without teeth? But that's a whole nother subject. Tupac, Hall of Fame. How y'all feel about that?
I wish I had that shirt YG had on.
Explain it.
It was some ball ass. What was that? Versace? That was very much Versace. Like that old big shit. You just need like a bottle of Hennessy with that. You need to swing on a nigga, beat somebody ass for no reason, get shot in Las Vegas. That's the type of shirt that nigga.
Oh, I don't want none of that outfit. Just, that's what comes with
it. It was authentic, bro. Nigga, that's what I'm saying.
So, yeah, man, I mean, rappers in a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is always great. It's kind of like we moved into a neighborhood they don't want us at.
I love it.
Because I wanted to know, like, what white people are you going to bring into the Rap Hall of Fame?
Eminem, Beastie Boys. Yeah. If they would let us get one, they would be in there.
Third base.
Definitely.
That didn't go the way you thought it was.
I'm saying you're not going to take, like, a John Denver or a Yanni. There's nobody that you're going to induct to and say, maybe. You know what? To us, you were fresh.
Well, to be fair, niggas made rock and roll too. So
yes, we did do that.
Yes.
Shout out to Chuck Berry.
To be fair to who? Yeah, I wasn't debating that.
So that's why we got the shit.
So it's our shit in the first place. All these white motherfuckers came in a minute. In the minute. What's the word?
In domain.
What?
In the middle.
Eminent domain.
Thank you. Yes. My fault.
There you go.
I've been drinking words.
You've been drinking words.
All that.
All the people came on the internet.
What? And niggas gentrified motherfucking rock and roll.
In a mentalized.
We had to rap.
Yeah.
The Tupac, one of the greatest rappers of all time. At 25, the amount of hits, the amount of great material, like people, like Jay-Z, still can't touch him. He lived like 30 years past the motherfucker.
I would say he kind of touched him.
No, he touched the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a dear mama. What, his song about the trailer?
Nah, he got December 4th.
Wait,
Sean was a child.
Okay, he got song cry.
Different type of artist,
but it's different. It's different type of
artist. It's hard to say. Tupac,
but he has heart.
Tupac couldn't rap like them,
right?
But Tupac was a poet.
He just had no filter, though.
Yeah. He had that energy. Like anytime I hear a motherfucker say "first off," Like, they just be talking like, first off, all I hear is, fuck your bitch in the click you claim.
You know what? Many women have started sentences with me that started off with, first off, it's never good.
Westside, when we ride, come equipped with game.
Whenever a sentence start with, look, or first off, it never goes well.
What happens when they start with look?
Usually, at some point, they reach for a lock.
Okay.
I don't know where they have so many gym locks in one bag. But they can enter them on their ring finger, middle finger, and what the fuck is this? This is the ring finger. That's middle. And the index finger, they'll put three locks on your shit and just go start clawing the back of your shit.
That's Toys with that Proviso wear shit. I know how that shit used to go.
Fuck that.
Niggas put socks and locks, beat ass.
One time, my baby mama hopped out the car on me with her friends. She caught me up, right, in the car. Somehow, I don't know how this shit happened. So I'm riding down the street.
This shit is so funny.
I get to a stop sign. I see mad people I know. You know what I'm saying? Rufus and them was out there. You know what I'm saying? Mad people I know at the stop sign. I'm stopping, got my music on because you driving, you in high school. You flex,
feeling the fuck out
you
yourself.
You know what I'm saying? You playing your music loud shit. I look over, not realizing all these motherfuckers that was in the street was my baby mama and her friends.
They put you out your shit?
No. Couldn't. Hit my foot on the gas like goddamn lead was in that motherfucking boot. I'm a fucking, she looking, she was like, Toys. And I was like, oh, no.
You had a bitch in the past. That's an important detail.
So, I'm driving, and they just hopped in their car like a fucking NASCAR team. Goddamn. Not a fucking door was open. All them hoes jumped through the window. So, I'm like, okay, I can't go home, because I know that's where they're going to go first. So, I'm driving around, trying to waste time, thinking I know they're going to go straight to my house. I ain't going to be there. So, I'm just driving around. It's only so much you can drive around Bellwood.
Very true.
So I'm like, fuck it, man. Let me go home, right? So, not realizing I have a bitch sitting next to me that is smoldering at this point.
I believe so.
I forgot all about her sitting next to me. I'm thinking about these groups of women that just jumped in this car and they're on my ass now. So, I finally come home. I'm like, I'll be right back. I get in the driveway. My baby mama, she has flip-flops on. Let me paint a picture for you. She got flip-flops on. The car pulls up to the block my driveway entrance. Somehow, before the car stopped, she was already out that motherfucker. In flip-flops. Ain't skinned the foot or nothing. Somehow, while I'm trying to walk away from her, because I don't want to have this conversation in front of the girl that's in the car, because at this point, you got to
that pussy done.
Listen, no way. I'm a different type of nigga. So,
wait, the flip-flops came up like Jason? Like,
I don't care. So, I'm walking away, because I'm not trying to have this conversation in front of the girl that's in the passenger seat, because I'm like, all right, one of these situations I cooked. So, I gotta figure out who I'm gonna try to save because I don't want to by myself now. So, I'm walking to the through the fucking driveway to the back of the house so the girl that's in my car can't see what's going on. At this time, I haven't noticed that my baby mama has these three locks on her hand. Oof. She banging my shit. I can't hit her though because I was raised not to do that. My mother came and was like, what the fuck is going on? Very mama fashion. She told all the bitches that was on my porch to get the fuck out of here.
Thanks, okay. Mama.
My mama tell my baby mama, hey, you need to go. Okay. And my mama was about to fight my baby mama because she seen her hit me with these locks. And my mama was just not finna let her kid get hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, after my baby mama done hit me, my shit didn't swell. Because I'm too real for that. I decided, all right, this is done with her. Let me try to save this girl in the car. Not realizing I had a brand new Ray Allen jersey in my motherfucking backseat. I come to the car. She done cut all that. Where did she get scissors from?
She cut that. Shit, I ain't never been like that.
But long story short, y'all still you know, able to nail him after that.
I feel like I'm going to throw this on you. You have to just master the crazy act. Because like, I done been through much drama with bitches. But I ain't never had nobody swing on me just because I look too crazy. Like, they don't know. I don't hit girls, but I got that look.
I had
two things. It's the ice there, you know what I'm saying?
And you can bruise them. You can hit them without them bruising.
All right, wait. One of my homies, Leroy, is supposed to come with us, and he got caught up.
I'm just happy his name Leroy.
You know he real. Shut up. He got caught up by a player's natural predator, the baby mama. Mm-hmm. They wield unnatural power in a player's life. And she dropped the kids off and then refused to pick them up because she could.
They will just cut their phone off until Monday.
Getting new dick, which is really bogus.
And he just sitting on the couch somewhere like, hey, sit down. Hey.
Ain't no more serious.
Look. It's time to go to bed. You want me to call your mama? You want me to call your mama? See, dads are good at threats from a couch.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I could be in my bed handling everything. I can hear everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Who the fuck? Hey, no, no, don't watch that. Because my 5-year old, my 5-year old know how, no, she know how to turn on Netflix, and she always ends up on the shit we tell her don't watch. Caillou, little bitch ass. Yeah. You don't watch that. She always end up back on Caillou somehow. How are you able to find all these programs? You can't read. She motherfucking watch the Boondocks because it's a cartoon. Like, nah, you can't watch that. All right, I won't watch it. Go put it on her regular Alvin and the Chipmunks. 38 seconds later, out here, I am the stone that the building is going to use. Look, I just told you. But you got to be able to hear that no matter what you're doing. You're in an intense battle of 2K online. Okay, you can hear a refrigerator open. You can hear a TV be turned on. You can hear somebody get slapped. You can hear some chips being opened. You can hear a lot of shit. Being a father is powerful.
So you the PSA. Nigga that be pausing 2K long as fuck. Nigga be losing his smile. Like, nigga, what the fuck we trying to pause? Shit.
Message.
And he's like that British reporter. His kid just jump up in the middle of it. You like,
you better roll out of me because I babysit my nephew a lot. And he 3, we'll watch a whole season of South Park. You won't even let me get back in. Because he got to grow up real, you know? Mm-hmm.
All right, wait. Along those same lines, I was at a show last night, and this rapper, he's on stage, right? Mm-hmm. Comes out, sits on a chair, red spotlight comes down to him. He's looking down at the audience. Says, "Ladies, he lit his fellas. You ever get caught up in the game? If a lady ever catches you slipping, this is what you say to her. You don't know my struggle as a black man." And I fell over laughing. I was like, "You gonna say to
what
a woman?
What was his name?
You
gonna?" So did she quantum leap back to a show in 1986?
That was Muddy Waters, nigga.
What rapper is this?
What's a rapping forte show?
I was at B-Class's album release party, his fourth album, Brookland. And then his opener was, Frieza? Frieza? Like, not talking shit. He was dope. He was cool.
He's your guy? Your homeboy?
No, he's my homie's homie.
Okay, so you about to get these jokes. I haven't heard first, second, or third. He got a red spotlight beaming from the heavens.
That wasn't him doing the spotlight.
I don't want to talk shit, but the theme was gold. Oh my god. The dress I like my hopes and dreams.
What's this rapper's name again?
It's B-Class. It's actually super dope. Pull up on Spotify.
Yeah, let me see if his SoundCloud. Wikipedia said he was born in the 70s. Oh.
No, he wasn't the one that said that. Freeze was the one that said that.
Oh, Freeze
said
that. Okay.
Yeah, Freeze. B-Class came out and he fucked. Wait, he watched the
Can Freeze fight?
I could be
there. You say you can take it.
No,
I don't know if I'm going to put myself in a situation like this.
Hey, brother.
I'm not that experienced hanging out with black people. I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, free. Okay. I don't know if I can say.
Toys be a fucked up. Like be a fucked up. It's for, you know, Toys got fucked up by a nigga named Freeze.
Here's the best part. He's young.
Freeze got hands.
He's like a young Kanye, so he's got like his own teddy bear logo that's on all his clothes and stuff. So you're going to get beat up by a dude in a teddy bear.
Nah. Freeze.
That's the best.
It's cool. Right, it's cool, man. Hey, shout out to all the Class 96. Okay.
Everybody's about to be out here like Tax Stone with the podcast rapper beef.
No, I'm not beef for no rappers.
Freeze. You said, can that nigga fight? I can come show your ass.
Niggas?
Nigga with a rap name from 88 gonna fight me.
Hey, sucker.
What he is, man? Look.
Boy. Didn't Batman beat you up?
Nigga out here with a.
That was in the 60s. Him with the boom pow.
He fighting no nigga with fudgy dice on his fucking ribs. Alright, we was talking about Tupac. Shout out to him.
Still dead.
Somehow we ended up, he's dead. Like a motherfucker.
That was a moment in my life where I had to like come to terms with it, because I held out for a long, like he was important to me. That nigga, I just kept on out, like, no, he coming back.
Seven more years,
he coming.
He died with Santa Claus for me. Like, I pretty much accepted. You know? I was like 8. I was like, damn, he did.
Ah, fuck. On the real.
My brother used to play that shit all the time. That nigga was moping and shit.
Yeah.
All his friends come up, all these fucking Vice Lords saddest here, like, man, Pac joke. Pac fucked ass, fucked up. Shit, man. Yeah. Shit, so, man.
They came up listening to the Freeze mixtape and shit.
That nigga Leo.
We're gonna have to look these motherfuckers up. We can't just let it go without giving some representation.
I'm gonna
have to
get him on YouTube for you. Yeah. Wait, he on Apple Music?
YouTube? No, YouTube.
He on? He's on Tidal.
Oh, for the brother.
Ooh, for the
fucking hoe.
Hey, nah. Get
that's where B Class is. I don't know where Freeze is going.
Tidal's in my book bag, Freeze, so we're not gonna hear from you this episode.
I'm gonna show twice a picture of Miss Natural. I forgot the shit was on my phone back in the day. Nice little Rican.
This was in your phone from back in the day?
No, I mean, I just looked it up. I talk like that.
Okay.
Ratchet, right out of Gary. Shout out, Miss Natural. Come on the show.
She got them boots from Rainbow.
That's right. Like she should. Jess, you know Miss Natural?
Mm-mm. Liar! Let me ask you, because she's a porn star. Who's your favorite porn star, Jess?
Boy or girl?
Both.
Both.
Uh-oh. Come up, too.
Yeah, come up.
Show ass up. Who's your favorite porn star right before you go and do the announcements at church?
Tomorrow? Rock the icon. I like the way he eats the vagina.
What?
Okay, you're not doing a church announcement now.
No,
okay.
No. I don't when I do my announcements, but no. The two boys will be Rico Strong.
Oh, man.
Wesley Pipes.
Hold it right there.
I hope you don't end up like
keep
shit.
It right
like,
there.
I need more pussy than
more
that.
More pussy on that.
Don't let me in.
He doesn't talk so much, but I like it. It's weird that I like it. And then he got two guns. I don't know. It just keep my attention.
Oh, he got double dicks?
Bitches.
You fucking bitches with two dicks?
He had two dicks.
And they both black?
What about your favorite girl?
My favorite
girl. A light riding on this.
Yeah, Stacy Lane.
You okay.
And
acceptable.
Ooh, I can't think of the bitch name. Roxy.
Roxy. Okay, shout out to Roxy. Yeah. I still follow on motherfucking Snapchat. All
right, shout out.
You follow on Snapchat?
She still do porn. She out here with these shout motherfucking dicks in her. Yeah, I do.
Shout out to all the nuts that have been getting off to the people that she has mentioned.
Shout out Queen Pinky.
While she was talking,
Pinky
I found
like a thumb.
Actually, this just in, somebody has been trying to contact your record label all day.
Who is it?
We actually have some bars here live that they've sent to you. Do you want to uncover this for us?
Am I just pressing play?
I guess.
Okay, we got Freeze. Let me just paint y'all a picture. He has what looks to be a Pharaoh / Shock G on his cover. Okay.
He looks like Nas if he cut hair.
Did you hear any of our barber jokes?
Come on, okay. Freeze, hold on, we turned you up.
Yes, this is coming from 1970.
What are we listening to?
Freeze.
Oh, the compass sounds.
If you say enemy,
bring
enemy
it in, Freeze.
Like
hold on.
Okay, press pause on that. Alright, we'll never listen to Freeze again. Sorry.
Sorry, Freeze.
He wasn't bad.
No, he wasn't good either.
Podcast world. Podcast world.
He's in purgatory.
On real. Podcast world. My homie Treasy just pulled up. Treasy in the high drive.
Treasy from the
we need right you way. Last week. We talked about fucking old bitches.
The right
come
way.
Jump in. I know that. I'm going to go jump out for five minutes.
Let's restart that
conversation. I just pulled out of some middle-aged pussy tonight. That's why I'm late.
Fresh about the thumb.
Yeah, I had to get my back rubbed. Excuse Clarita, me, come here.
Had to wash off the big gig, huh?
There you go.
She made you a plate and shit? Introduce yourself to the people.
I am Treasy from the Shy, from the South Side. I reside, so...
That rhymes.
That's been my slogan for the longest.
The right way.
You know.
The right way.
So, I'm from the Hydrox, and yes, sir. That's who I is.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Treasy smooth as hell. His voice reminds me of Jack's old tag when he used to be like, Jack's on the track.
Nah. I feel like I need to pause that.
Hey,
this go right there. That's a fact.
Pause it.
Did you
it
say
fact,
back
though.
On the track and then go like this one?
Nah, I didn't go like this. But whole time,
I mean, I saw him
like,
move.
Hey, it sounded like
Jack's on the track.
But nah, yeah, Treasy, man. Yeah, that's my homie from the Hydrox. Hydrox is the definite music production team. And, you know, we working. Shit, that's what it is. We out here. You know, and that's what it is, man. How's everything? How you doing, bro?
Good, man. I just came from the liquor store. I'm blessed. I'm feeling blessed. You know, Deacon Sarah and all them other people, you know, I just met up with it.
At the liquor store?
At the liquor store.
At the liquor store. Hey, yes.
Treasy, I don't know if
shout
you
out
know
to
this.
The congregation.
You're from the South Side, I imagine. Toyce is very lame to the game in this aspect. Do you know who Miss Natural is?
Miss Natural sounds familiar.
It's a porno chick.
Is it? Niggas is so like I met a chick named Miss Yummy.
Yes. Oh, you know Yummy. Yeah.
With the tits?
Yeah, she came on. She came.
God damn!
What did she do?
She came to my job.
Is the answer?
She's like, yeah. I like. She walked up to my counter and she was like,
she fucked Pinky.
She asked me a question about her. Them titties cracked the glass. I was like, excuse me, miss, what do you do? And she was like, I'm in entertainment. And I'm like,
what kind?
I'm in entertainment. So I was like, what do you do?
Right.
And so she was like, just look up my Instagram. I was like, and she spelled that shit out. She was like, MS. Y, and I was like,
X-X-X-M-M-Y,
and I was like, Miss Yummy, and I looked up her face, she smiled, and then just walked away. I was like, oh, yeah. Shit, you know what this is? I tried to follow her back, but a customer came and shit. I was like, damn, baby. Yeah.
I seen Huggy down.
That was her. That's who I met. That's
y'all go through my tweet, she media tweet.
You see Like by Treasy from the chat?
Yes, man.
All right, that is me.
Real question. So we followed her what day? Was this?
This was like 2 weeks ago.
This 2 weeks ago. So so we're going to say 14 days ago you followed her.
Yes.
13 days ago, did you bust a nut based on her? Yes. That's going to be a yes. Welcome Treasy, everybody. Treasy's been jagging off for years. And he getting to it. Okay,
I don't play no games, you know.
And I just gave him a pound because I'm a real man.
That's right.
Ten dapped him up about the jag off. Right. I knew he washed his hands.
Yeah, I did.
He ain't got no dick on that shit now.
Right. Yes. Right. We ask more brothers. Fuck that.
I'm good on this.
Right way, man. Shit.
So we said that it's good that you here, Treasy.
Okay.
Because what we have done, let me give this the perfect intro. What we have done is acquired many different flavors of rap snacks.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Right now, as a group, we are going to have a rap snack taste test.
Oh my god.
Now let me whiteboard what rap snacks is for you niggas that's listening right now. And shout out to everybody that's been listening. Yes. Our numbers have been going up and doubling up every week.
Yes,
we are
the right
increasing.
Way.
I feel like it is our season.
It is.
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, now, what's happening now is our listener numbers are growing.
Preach.
Mm. They're becoming abundant.
Wow. Mm,
preach. We have people that are sitting down, pressing play,
yes,
hearing
Lord.
What we have to say.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, no money has been sent. But I ain't been late on rent.
You're right.
I tell y'all. I just want to thank everybody who's pressed play, seen the link in the bios, liked the shit that we posted. What I would need y'all to do, though, please, 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 if y'all listening on SoundCloud, if y'all could, you know, hit our IGs with questions or comments or things that y'all hear on the episode, please just interact with us.
All the fuck shit.
Let a nigga know.
We invite that.
If you don't like me, say it to my face, nigga, because you're going to smell my cologne.
For the mucker? Yeah. Say it to my Twitter, little bitch. For the mucker.
So, what like rap snacks at? Oh, sorry, rap snacks, my nigga.
We gotta have an intro to
so we're testing,
we're supposed to explain what the rap snacks
yes.
is. So, rap snacks are chips with rappers on them. All
right.
So,
the right way.
I think,
so,
I think that handled that.
Okay, well.
Let's let them know what flavors we got.
Nah, but rap snacks, we're gonna definitely have a rap snacks taste test. Feel me? See which ones are booming, see which ones are. Okay, so the first one was actually my favorite. Niggas look like three of my cousins, Migos. Okay,
this flavor is
it's the sour cream with a dab of ranch.
With a what?
With a dab of ranch.
Dab.
On the
get it,
so
in, get it.
Open
up.
That up and pass that Migo chip around. Everybody take one.
Dab
of
ranch.
These are for the kids' lunch next week.
Y'all like
they're gonna have it. Everybody just
take
one.
Y'all ready?
Dab of ranch.
There we go.
It's like communion.
Eminem got some goat flavored one. Future, you got the lazy eye with salt and vinegar.
Somehow the chips are purple. How do you need to make a purple chip?
That's the Outcast chip. The
dirty Sprite to do some
shit. Right. Drink this. Partake. Put this with your dirty Sprite.
Partake. Everybody partake.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit.
Yeah. I fucks with this.
Pause. Right. Migos tastes good to the motherfucker.
All three of y'all.
It's they flavor.
Oh, fuck y'all.
Yeah, but
that was decent.
Hold on.
I mean,
hold on.
What's up?
Just say that again.
See, we even did this with the advantage.
No, just say it.
Motherfucking. The Migos flavor tastes good.
That sounds even better.
Okay, thank you.
It really does.
This is all y'all about to fuck y'all.
Alright, so that's what we think about the sour cream with a dab.
With a dab of ranch. Okay.
That shit tasted good. Okay.
At least have one type.
It goes good with the Pepsi.
Okay.
The white motherfucker said that.
Okay, next. Next we got, oh, shit.
Is that Bill Cosby vitamins?
No, it's not. No, this is actually Fabulous Wavy. Hold on, this is Fabulous Wavy. Oh, you good?
Sorry.
Y'all good?
Oh, I was moving the
drink. Oh, okay.
Touch it.
I'm about to grab some.
All right. Cool. So the next one we got is a Fabulous Wavy New York. What's this? Deli cheddar with deli cheddar, New York deli cheddar.
I bet that shit tastes like.
This is probably decent. That's it. The bad consistency is
not. Wait, Creasy got a big ass motherfucking.
This is the cop stoppers right here. This is how I get out of traffic.
You got that shit to stay safe. After we just shitted on Pepsi for like a half hour.
And I'm about to get some of that wetter cups.
These cop stoppers are going.
It's a. It's
shut up, say
this. This is a cup right there.
Because Pepsi is the blue and red. Pepsi is the official drink of the police. It's got the blue and red.
Yeah,
we're bringing the blue and the red. Right in the middle.
Cherries and berries.
Cherries and the berries.
I'm out here.
Yep.
This is how I save myself from a ticket to
get. How would you describe Fabulous as a rap?
What is their
name? Skilled. Wavy. Like this potato chip.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Can you apply it to the description of the chip? This wavy, bold, underground.
F-A-B.
Yeah. Not heard from in 6 years chip.
F-A-B.
He
got
a concert on the 28th, though.
Yeah, with the
drum. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay.
Everybody partake.
All right. Fabulous.
That shit was damn near barbecue.
Fabulous got a Photoshop headline on this picture.
Yo, this shit banging, though.
That was, yeah. That was very barbecue-esque.
I'm a fucking banger.
Yeah, it is kind of barbecue-y.
So far.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my bad.
Migos still winning.
No. Fabulous fucking Migos.
Yeah, Fabulous fucking that one up.
I'm sour cream now, you nigga. Y'all, yeah. We can agree to disagree.
I kind of like the Migos.
Right, keep them over, because this is going to be a bad segment.
Goddamn, we got a whole bunch of them.
For real. All right, next we got
Lavia.
We got the Fetty Wap.
I can't see these. Wait.
This one might be a blind contest.
I can't see it tasting
well. Blind tasting.
Right. So yeah, it's the Fabulous honey jalapeno. I mean, Fetty Wap honey jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Okay,
open it up.
Yeah.
Does
BLB
have
jalapeno.
Some that are like gluten free?
Nah,
they're totally flat.
Fucking, okay. Macklemore does though.
Okay.
You got to just go ahead and drink that. You're about to buy
that.
Yeah,
hold on. End up getting a little
shit. Got to.
Honey jalapeno.
Oh, excuse me.
Nigga,
cheese. I come prepared.
Oh, that's cold. Hey, that's cold.
This one tastes like some vintners.
This one ain't bad.
That shit tastes like barbecue, too.
Yeah.
It does.
Everything is barbecue because we need
this. Half of this shit tastes good.
Right.
Only the half of the chip tastes good. The other half,
the other jalapeno ain't good.
I can't really tell what it is. I can't see it.
You can't envision the flavor.
Like that's a Fetty Wap having one.
Oh shit! Okay, so it's a blast from the past. This Little Romeo's barbecue.
Why didn't he got a flavor?
Uh-huh. This is the OG.
Everybody else got the same flavor.
He bought the company.
Uh huh.
Y'all ready? Fucking Phil Jackson on play for the
next movie career. That's a thinker.
Can I start this song?
Yes. My baby. Yeah, mine.
Nigga. Oh. What's Romeo's flavor?
Somebody order up from Little John's.
Barbecue.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm surprised.
Hey, this cold though.
Let me guess what it tastes like.
This one actually good.
I like this.
Yeah. See?
Shout out to
Romeo. Okay, this shit is good. Yeah. I'm a smacker.
One day, Fetty Wap gonna have some sandwiches so fast
that
and make it heads
spin. Barbecue pair. Flavor though.
Yeah.
This is actually, yeah, it's really,
really cool.
On real, I'm gonna try four flavors and all them shits is barbecue.
Very black. Oh shit, it's a red one. What's it? Lil Boosie, Louisiana
I it was
Heat.
Ray Charles, honestly. I was like, shout out Ray Charles edition.
It do kind of look like it on the bag.
That's gonna be the cover for the shit.
That's gonna be the cover for the shit. For this episode.
I swear to God. I thought it was David Jones.
I had Instagram and shit.
Damn.
Hell no.
Alright, come on. Take one, pass around.
This chip tastes like it beat his wife.
They know.
This chip tastes like heroin.
Oh, man. Taste the addiction.
This chip got me itching.
You just can't escape the blind motherfuckers, man. Damn.
I just want to say this chip beat cancer, okay? So that's good. We're going to keep it
right.
That way.
That's
okay?
Right.
Let's do it.
Another chip that tastes like barbecue.
This is straight J's hot sauce flavor.
I heard DMX's chip will wash your windows.
No, J's hot sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's not bad. That's not bad.
That's the worst one.
Little Romeo fucking
up. Romeo Amigos.
Little Boosie got the worst one so far.
Think so?
Yep.
Okay.
like it.
All right, just last good. One right here.
No, we did
fabulous
again. Oh, it's fabulous. You just double
scooped. Oh, shit, grab it.
Yeah. All right.
Well, yeah.
All right. Wait,
the Spanish chip tastes like orange chicken.
What? Shout out to niggas not having chips. I don't know how many proceeds y'all got from this, but hey.
So, hey, what was y'all favorite?
Migos and Romeo.
I gotta
go with Romeo.
I'm gonna say Romeo and Fabulous.
Romeo hey, Fab.
Yeah. That Boosie shit tasted like hot fries. It just hit me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask y'all again. Which rapper would you want to taste again?
Whoa.
Oh, I meant the chips. Unless, you know, we are opening podcasts. Yeah. One of you brothers, you know. Empire as hard as anything. This rap game is tricky. You might have to taste the rap. You might have to open up the bag from the bottom one time. If the rap game is taught me anything. With Empire, okay. Oh Inferno God. In stores.
So, motherfucking Romeo the winner.
Yeah.
The only nigga with no single out. Ruin the fucking shit. That's what happened when you the boss. Yeah. Shout out to Romeo.
Moving along. Shit, that shit was real. Fab and Migos, that shit was real.
All right, let's go a little rapid fire. What were we at on time?
Shit, we perfectly at an hour.
This is bullshit time. So, this is my favorite part of every episode. So, we're going to just let shit roll. So, the feds investigating Wayne and Chris Brown for buying lean.
They really investigating their plug. Because this nigga, I seen the story, he tried to flex to a chick. Like, when he got the deposit, he was like, guess who just sent me some money? She was like, who? He's like, Chris Brown.
It was like 15 bands.
And they was like, for what? He's like, for drugs and shit. This dumbass nigga. Like, anybody trapping, though, like, unless that shit is a dub or less, don't text shit about that.
For real.
Because they can get you on it.
Like, what's the least amount you ever heard somebody snitched over?
Shit, niggas is petty.
I got you. I got all you need. All right, let me take you back to 1997. Okay. A young nigga, we had, this is like 98, really. We had rap label gangs in 8th grade.
They bought that shit back.
So what happened is we had the Gandhi G's, because we was learning about Gandhi.
What label was that, nigga?
Uh-huh.
What label was that?
We just was rolling with Gandhi. And then the Rough Riders was the other gang. We had many a fight. But we would have like big 30. We had a fight where it was all of the, you know, all 8th grade went on a field trip. So half, it was too many of us, so half went one day and other half another went another half day. Went the other day. So we was in gym. Our half was in gym one day when the other half was coming back from their field trip. God damn it. I don't know. Hold on, let me get some music so y'all can understand what happened. Okay. The bus lands. The bus came in the parking lot. Okay. All you motherfucking heard was goddamn.
Yo, let's do this.
Niggas looked at each other from across that motherfucking playground.
Gandhi, bitch. What was the other gang?
The fucking Rough Riders.
Okay.
And then the Gandhi G's morphed into the Cash Money Brothers.
Oh, shit.
Now, we motherfucking had a big dumbass, 100 kids, it was the last week of school, fighting, right? The principal came in, he seen all these kids fighting, he just walked right out. He said, fuck it. So, they just came in yelling, go to class.
Bitch, this Rough Riders, right? Fuck you talking about?
So, it's the last week of school. They can't do nothing to you. So, this young man who will remain nameless, you know what I'm saying, decided to tell on who created the Gandhi G's and the Rough Riders / Cash Money Brothers.
He gave it to OGs?
Yeah.
Damn.
It wasn't nothing to do, so two people couldn't walk. So, man, fuck that nigga.
The OG? You was one of the OGs?
No, I wasn't, man.
You was.
We don't speak on those things.
Choice ass out here on gangland.
about school gangland.
That nigga said.
Behind the blur.
Bill with Illinois.
They got me behind the blur.
Yeah, so they we got a nigga.
I put some rocks and shit, you know what I'm saying? Caught a nigga in the head. Fuck it. You know, that's how we living out here.
I controlled all of the fruities that was sold on the second floor.
You know what I'm saying, nigga?
It started out, we just wanted to turn on the slide.
So that was...
got real.
Nigga, they too.
But you know the thing about those gangs? It was real gang members in these fake gangs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's how it is now.
And, really? yeah. But they was real gang members then. Mm-hmm. But those were some of the funnest times in life, having just a fight about nothing. Yeah. And everybody being cool out
there. It wasn't a real fight.
No, but niggas was really hitting each other.
Yeah.
And then wrestling was hot, so some chairs was getting tossed, furniture was getting moved around.
Some niggas doing a rock bottom. The fuck out of everybody.
Hey man, this is retarded boy. He ain't retarded no more. He grew out of it.
You can do that. Chair hit his ass. Yeah. He knocked some shit on me.
You can grow out that shit?
Right. I was standing on the... that
motherfucker 30 something.
So it was one of the situations where everybody was running around.
I was fucked up back then. Yeah. I shook that shit.
No, he got it off of him.
He got it off of him.
He was just running with mad energy, right? Everybody running around doing Stone Cold Stunners. And he was dodging them because he was stringy. He was about like 5'11", skinny, but athletic, but retarded.
He looks like he went through the combine.
He dodging everybody trying to Stone Cold stun him, right? So I'm seeing him running, right? So I was like, get his ass. And he ran off the stage, right? And jumped in the sky, like jumped off the stage, and he was in the sky. I took a dodgeball, knocked the shit out of this nigga, and he died in midair. He was in the air flying, like jumping regular. Body all of a sudden went flat when he got hit with that shit and just landed.
Toy says that nigga with a dodgeball like Max Payne.
But that could have been the catalyst to stop him from being retarded. Now he has a beautiful wife, three children. He was in the military.
The right way.
He works on Formula One cars.
So this nigga's life.
You saying that nigga dove in the air like, yeah. And he hit his ass like, bing. Hey, Twice, what the fuck was that shit?
I'm telling you, the nigga was like when Steve jumped out the transformation chamber. All of a sudden, this is for the cooling you came on. Two step up. And he been straight ever since. So.
Knocking bitches off. Right?
The shortest motherfuckers are always the meanest ones. Because, like, I got a couple of friends that have stories. Like, I jumped up and hit him in the face. I was like,
I jumped up with the Mario punch.
Hi-ya.
You hit him with the whoop.
Wait, it's for real. It's one of my stories from high school. Is one of my homies got into a shootout.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Oh, this high school. Where shit started to count.
Hey, y'all missed it, though. This is
high school, though. Like, we're watching Dragon Ball, and these dudes got guns running around. Just fucking up to no good. So, this girl slipped him up, and her man wasn't happy about it. So, he went...
Wait,
he's like,
what's the dick sucking story?
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
I'm not saying anything about that. I didn't hear you.
I'll smack the wave out of your fat head.
I'm not saying nothing about that. Why would you go down this road? I'm just asking what you said.
Yeah, shit to do with that.
I'm just asking what he said. Did he say the girl slurped him up?
Listen.
Is that what he said?
Dude, I heard. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. And we ain't going to talk about nothing else?
Yeah, we're not talking about nothing else.
Continue.
Man, I heard the first episode. I was so geeked. I'm sharing it with everybody. I'm sharing it with all my friends, tagging my family. I was at work. I only heard the first 15 minutes. I get home. And I hear around minute 40, Ian sucked a dick.
I was not gonna do that.
I don't care.
It's not even up anymore.
And then you motherfuckers like a goddamn gospel choir start clapping and jamming in, you motherfuckers.
You just totally.
That's a classic episode. Y'all gotta.
It's not even up no more.
Somebody put the Pepsi on the table.
Really, somebody give me a Pepsi.
Put the Pepsi on the table. Kendall, please.
I don't think they're gonna be able to hear none of this part. All right, tell the story. Tell the story.
I don't give a fuck. I don't know if you scared, you know. You know what? Like, I recently did a mumble rap song, yes. And one of my homies produced it, and he was like, hey, man, don't tag me in this. This feels like one of those situations where you're like, that last part got bleep.
He said, don't tag you because of the podcast?
No.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, this dude kept threatening my homie. Hey, I'm going to shoot you after high school. I'm going to shoot you after school day. They run into each other. Dude pulls out his gun. My homie pulls out his gun. Oh. Pop, pop, pop. They fire at each other. Neither of them hit both a fucking goddamn thing.
So they missed each other.
They missed each other. Because you can't. Oh, it's hard to shoot a gun right. Okay?
For any of the listeners that missed it, this happened on the mean streets of Bolingbrook.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, you're fucking dead in the brook, bro. I don't appreciate that shit, dude. Okay?
Hey, it's some different niggas. This
is the only neighborhood where you still post-section A. Pre-section A.
Scarface on the A.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's like every motherfucker I know this old age was like...
What year was this?
Say hello to my little... I am a full-time drug dealer. Fuck you, Mom. Why'd you give me a PlayStation with only one controller?
Fucking bitch.
Fucking run these streets, Mom.
Whites.
Anyway. You can laugh. We still win.
You're definitely on top of shit.
Call real. You have equal rights.
Shut up.
It was let's hear your jokes then.
Shout out to motherfucking Bowling Brook. Every real nigga that got on I-55 to get some pussy at least once.
Yeah.
Everybody's gone. Yeah. I-55. All right, so they had a shootout, and my homie runs. You know, they shoot at each other, they run in the opposite directions. My homie got stopped by, like, police.
Right.
Pulls him out because he's suspicious. Black dude running. He's like, what is
he up to? Hey. That wasn't racist or anything, but, shut the fuck up.
Let's just be real with it, all right?
Put the Pepsi on the fucking table.
So the cop stops him and is like, what are you running for? And he's like, officer, I don't know, I just heard shots. I'm just trying to get home. And the officer was like, well, buddy, you get home. I'm going to go check it out. And he drove to the side of their shooting. Never got caught. It's a beautiful thing.
Shout out to suburb cops. Don't know shit.
Story. Hell no.
They own that shit now. Hell no.
Yeah.
Where's
the city?
Yeah.
Hold on, Kareem.
Real quick. God
damn
it. Hold on, Jamal.
Fuck it, right.
Look here, Shaquille.
Fuck that. Cool it, Devontae. Put the swishers. What up?
No. I'm just going to keep the rapid fire going. Yeah, niggas is buying lean. All right. Drake is number one for the third week in a row.
Again.
Anything?
Not surprised. Apple, like, pinned a tweet.
Can you guys explain to me what lean is?
Are you really serious?
Okay, well.
I smoke weed. I don't.
Lean is more. You probably had some on accident. Lean is cough syrup with codeine.
Promethazine.
And it gets you really high.
Well, it slows your heart down.
It does.
Do you have to have a fucking prescription to get the shit?
Yeah. It's similar to, like, if you pop...
If you got, like, bronchitis or some shit like that, you can possibly get it. Like, severe bronchitis.
Yeah.
Somewhere like that.
Kind of like that.
Can I shout out Young Dolph?
Yeah, do
you know? Yeah, motherfucker. Just because I was listening to this shit earlier, and we touched on this on a previous episode. I don't know if it came out or not. I feel like Dolph just has, like, one of the greatest intros to his shit. Like, maybe the greatest since Jadakiss. Whenever, like, he come into a song, it's like, it's Dolph! You know, that shit go with anything.
That shit, actually. Dolph is that nigga, he just turns you up. I'd be like, I'm listening.
I don't give a fuck what he's saying after that, bitch, it's Dolph!
For real.
And it don't really got to be his song, it can work on anything. It can be motherfucking in vogue.
Jumps on some shit.
Shout out to Young Dolph for gracing the motherfucking track. You feel me? Shit's gonna be lit.
Oh,
hit iTunes soon.
It's Dolph!
Yeah. Legit, man. Shit's gonna be dope as hell.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it Play With Your Bitch Part 2?
No. We need to get that, though.
We need to get that nigga on a rap snack.
On the real. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Fuck a rap snack. You feel me?
Gucci Man needs a rap snack.
Yes.
Gucci Man.
What would Gucci Man's flavor be?
Trap.
Hold on.
Every kicking, cheese.
It should be nachos. It'd be kicking the dough nachos.
I think it'd be burp.
You think so?
I think it'd be like...
Whatever burp tastes like.
It'd be like...
Like
lemon burp. Whatever burp.
This shit tastes like spiced meats and knee-high soda and shit.
That nigga flavor. His flavor be Jack Mac.
Wait, doesn't his shit taste like education? Isn't he at Harvard right now?
We had to clear that up.
Yeah, we talked about this shit last week.
Nigga just read a headline. That nigga read fast. He performed at an Ivy League school.
Fuck facts.
Yes, it probably tastes like knee-high and spiced meats. I'm going to roll with that.
Roll with it.
Hot dog water remnants. That white shit that come up to the top. That's what this shit would taste like.
Sneaker sweat.
And last thing I want to say real quick. As a people... No, I'm just playing. I just want people to check out these hip hop shows that are on TV and Netflix right now.
Oh my god!
I was watching that shit, really good. I love the Get Down. I hope this isn't the end.
It's a good show.
The Breaks. Do y'all watch The Breaks?
I'm behind, but I need to watch that shit.
So The Breaks is dope, and the reason why both of these are dope, The Get Down is the beginning of hip hop, 78, 79, 77. Right. Breaks is the beginning of where we at now, so 1990, 89, 90, and they both get the periods really well. They do a really good job. Go ahead.
Oh, my bad. I like how they weave in the real shit with the fiction shit. They'll have Grandmaster Flash on to Get Now. And they'll have, like, Keith Sweat on The Breaks for some reason.
Yeah.
But you kind of don't know what's real or what's not. Like, you don't know your shit. You might think Am was a real motherfucker. Like, it's a real interesting show.
Right.
Yeah, it's a dope-ass show. And I just, like, we can thank Empire for this. Everything black you see on TV right now is so many shows that's in around black people.
Mm-hmm.
Empire is the reason for that shit. Because Empire did so well that all these shows, like, fuck, we need one. So now you got a black show. Well, you got on CBS, they got shows with black stars. Mm-hmm. You got motherfucking NBC, you got the Carmichael Show. Yeah, you got ABC, you got Blackish, the Dre Show.
Yes.
ABC got every ethnic group's having a show right
shout
now.
Out to real. Shout out to my man Rel Battle on Super Donut.
Yeah, dope show though. Oh. CBS got a show with black people. TBS.
Marlon Wayans got a new show coming.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
I don't think they had a promo for it.
I hope
okay,
does.
Well, if they finally greenlit this shit, because I heard them talking about that shit 2 years ago. I said,
they got a promo for
it's
it.
It's a different show?
No, it's like with him, Essence, the girl.
Yeah, it's about his real life.
Okay, that's some other shit.
Him, his baby mama, and his kids.
Good for him, man. I fuck with him.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
You got,
and they made that show, All of Us?
It's similar to that type of theory, yeah.
Oh, it's like scripted?
Yeah, it's a real show.
Okay, I think it'd be funnier with Marlon, low key.
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about Snoop with his white face video?
No.
You late, man.
We did.
But I don't think you guys talked about it.
No, we ain't talk about it.
See, what we doing
is it too late, though? People already gave up.
What happened with
he pissed off the president, and it's too late. He did a video where everybody was wearing white face, and he shoots President Trump in the head.
Oh, that video that he gets, that's why Trump was tweeting at him. We talked about tweeting at him, but we ain't talk about the
oil. I don't know about the white face shit. I'm not really affected. I'm sorry.
Trump was a clown. He had Trump be a clown when they shot him. Everybody said bang.
Oh, okay. I heard about that shit. I didn't know the shit was in white face. Yeah, that shit doesn't really get me up in arms. It really doesn't. Like, y'all control the interest rates, nigga. You gonna have to take that.
I provide sympathy for Donald Trump.
What voice?
Fuck out of here. Huh?
What voice is that?
Oh, no, that's just my
never do that.
Yeah. Is that your job application? Is that how you go to interview? That was your interview?
Fuck with
Trump. I go to interviews.
Let me tell you what black people do, and you learn this as a when your parents in the house, when your parent is on hold with a bill collector, the sentence, what do you think the sentence starts with?
This motherfucker.
No. That says a non-black, so I'm going to let you rock.
All right, I'm slide on that one.
As anytime my dad picked up the phone and the bill collector took him off hold, it started with, yes.
You got the finesse, man.
Before he got into whatever he was going to get into, he said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
My shit's fucked up right now because I was under the impression that bills don't exist unless you answer the door. I'm good. And now they garnishing my wages. I was like, these motherfuckers.
Dirty.
So don't go to school. Don't go to college. It will fuck you up in the end.
Too late.
Not garnish. That's hard, man.
Yes. Use that.
What?
It gets you through the conversation.
What does? The yes?
Yeah, it relaxes you. Mm-hmm. It gets you into a mode of negotiating.
That shit lowers the heart rate?
Yeah. I'm calling inquiring about these extra charges. I did not order Nemo. I think my grandchild got a hold of the remote. I don't think I should be penalized by this. No one watched this.
Did I mention she has special needs?
Hey, okay, retarded is funny. retarded kids for the win.
Damn.
Sounds like your love life.
Y'all got any? That was great. Do y'all got anything else you want to talk about?
But we got a 15-minute ride session though. Come on, smoke his ass. Right,
before he smokes me. Before he smokes me, I because this will be fuel for the fire.
Yes.
I did some mumble rap songs.
Let me hear.
Y'all want to hear my mumble rap?
Can we hear acapella?
I have two songs. Do you want to hear both, or do you just want to hear the Tupac one?
I want to hear whatever you feel comfortable with.
I want to hear Tupac.
We'll start with Tupac. And then
I like the voice he said. I want to hear Tupac.
I would like to.
I need Tupac, dog.
His accent is hungry. He sounds like he's, like he's sniffing for truffles.
This ride says you're going to be some shit.
In this room?
Oh, my God.
I'm not asking. I just wanted to ask. Oh, the Halloween cookies are out. Did you get the peanut butter?
Hey, can I tell y'all the fattest shit I've ever seen in my life?
Are you going to get back, trees? Or you gonna let them float? Smoke his ass.
I've
been
hearing
this shit.
Some of the fattest shit I've seen in my life.
He said, heard them all.
My brother. Our voice, Joe.
Huh?
Man.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, some of the fattest shit I ever seen in my life. Back when my brother had the dope dealer Cutlass and shit, picking up my now sister-in-law from school and shit. You know what I'm saying? They 19, 18. You know, young love and shit.
Oh.
We hop in the car, and she's like, can you get my friend around home? Cool. My brother had stopped at McDonald's to get some shit for my sister-in-law. This bitch that hopped in the back seat with me,
sniffed the burgers out. You couldn't see the bag or nothing. But she was like, I smell something.
That's my order right there.
Is that some burgers? It got a lot of onions on it. That's from McDonald's, ain't it? Yeah, that's two double cheeseburgers. He's like, my brother Armory's like, bitch, you humongous. You funny
shit, bro. She like the Miss Cleo with the dollar menu.
Shout out to the Bloodhound bitch that
Let's
I
take
met
a minute
when I was about 9 years old.
Let's take a minute for that one. Fuck that.
I mean, I was 9 and she was 17.
Drake fucked a babysitter. That babysitter when he was 6 or whatever.
No,
he said
but I was gonna
shit.
Say, like, I was 9, she was 17, Gold. So I definitely Gold. Fucked, nigga. Of course,
okay.
I did.
Shit, yeah, yeah, nigga. Ain't know what they play.
That's my theme song. Yeah, that's my theme song for sex. Every time I walk in the room, I know I'm about to get some pussy.
Hey, you need to be ripping his shirt off like Hulk Hogan when you fuck these old bitches.
I'll be ripping my shirt off like
that's
baby
a good
Joker.
Shirt. Why are you going to do that?
This is a Brooks right, Brothers, baby. Dude. Why are you going to rip the shirt?
You fucking bitch and take out the garbage.
On the way out.
Yeah. You're a nigga for that, man.
Yeah.
I did it before.
I got tearaway pants. Make a run. Hey, make a run.
You got
the
breakaways.
I got the breakaways.
All cheesy bitches take Metamucil pills. For real.
Activia.
All these bitches have stepped on club set.
No head on my bitch.
Has she ever told you close my damn door?
No. Stop talking loud. The heat's on. You all raising
these,
the light bill.
All these bitches warm the house by the oven because it's too late to turn that heat. She got the oven on. She's like, I'm not about to use that all that day.
Oh my God. That must be it.
I'm going to roll up the touch of the past and trees and we taking shit down. Oh, watch your aunties. Watch your mamas.
We can't
out here fucking everybody.
We can't be too loud.
Yeah, all these bitches say don't sit on my couch. But it's a couch.
Sit on
my couch.
Hey, all them hoes be cooking for me. So
the right way.
I was just
the right
about
way.
To ask you, did you have green token? I was really about to ask.
I feel like girls don't. I feel like when girls fuck them, they don't leave their panties behind because they know they're dirty.
Like,
no, none is.
Hell no. You gotta take baths. After a long day.
Baby, I put some Epsom salt in there and I knocked out.
They take baths. All you hear is fucking Wheel of Fortune in the background. You call them.
Oh, baby, it must be that time,
man. All this bitches still got a TV guy subscription. Oh, on baby.
Yeah.
Mm. Bitches have
But I always know what's on, though.
On the real?
He's got his super hearing.
Right. Hey, all trees and bitches fuck New Edition.
Yeah.
These are facts. These ain't jokes.
These are facts.
These are real shit that happened.
Right. If you ain't over 35, I don't know what to do with you.
All right, this one starts out stupid, but
I spit instrumental on the instrumental. That's how I spit the rip.
Who's this?
This is your mumble rap shit, I'm guessing.
This is your mumble rap shit?
Yeah. Make a pretty noise and it gon' bang bang.
What the fuck is it doing?
You go viral.
Socks on them.
Are you rapping in front of a fan?
Yeah. I got a girl, so I ain't never gotta get the blues.
Wow.
Bang bang.
Everything
I'm gonna need some of the sound
like I got more teeth than the guy. How did you put yourself up to this?
Somebody take the elbow and press pause. Like a motherfucker. I'm serious, fuck it. Hey, nah,
I
feel like
because I am strong. I swear to God, I am strong.
You put this shit on iTunes?
Yeah.
I feel like
wait, this shit is for sale?
No, it's not for sale.
Oh, my fuck's sake, no.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it, man. I'm on your shit.
Hey, shoot. Oh. I sneezed.
Bro. I feel like I was like listening for like a 50 Tyson feature. Like
I was waiting on...
It's 50 Tyson, man.
I was waiting on a disclaimer. This is just some fuck shit.
I was just making fun of Future being fad, messing. Where it's like, he don't even have to. Do we have some fans in here?
Wait,
wrong nigga to get into a Future argument.
For real. Niggas trying to make less color. But I can say, Ian, when I heard that shit, like, you my nigga, but my first thought was motherfucking.
Cut the fuck out of that. Back in the end
round. I'm finna douse some that shit.
Hold on, bro.
My bad.
Like, you my nigga, but when I heard that shit, my first thought was,
motherfucker. We gonna edit this out. That should have the air, bro. That was
mystical. All right, man, we about to close it out, man. You want to rap this week? Treat, you want to rap?
I'll rap.
Okay.
I'll
rap too.
I'm waiting for that to say some jokes.
But before that, y'all,
that's
going to
be a special episode.
You know what I'm saying? We keep trying to get off my record label. You know what I'm saying?
Crew thick of thighs.
Somebody move this shit out the way so y'all can hear my my nigga is also a single. Okay? Right. He did something for the ladies, man.
What's the single called?
That's my guy.
It's called Sunny Days.
All right, tip
folk. Girl, and I just fuck with you. I'm trying to make it last.
That's right.
Doing all this shit that I do.
I know. That's right.
When you need somebody, stand by me.
Sing it, nigga.
The good times and bad times, you will always be.
You can hear the teeth that ain't there.
I think that's the right
moment. Now, I will say, we are going to have to invest in a CPAP over at the label. Because there's a lot of deep breaths happening in the middle of those runs.
So,
hey, nigga, 10% of the sales go to sleep apnea. For the community. For the community. Oh, my
God. All right, man, find something for you niggas.
For the community.
So, who going to go first?
Shit, I don't know.
Whatever beat you play, depends.
Yeah.
Don't be hard.
You got a wide variation of bars for these deals.
Let me say, second Sunday, May 14th, come to my show at Base Camp.
What about the 420 shit?
Open mic. And then I got an album recording 420 at the Whip Theater.
Yeah.
These dudes are going to come heckle me and hang out.
Hell yeah. Show us off stage.
It's BYOB, and we're going to be smoking. So
bring
come hang out.
Bitch. I don't know, man.
Yeah, man. Or somebody
bring
else.
Blunts.
Just bring hoes.
Just bring
I don't care who you come.
Because Trees and Bitch got to work in the morning.
Trees and Bitch got an at-home daycare.
Don't bring your kids.
Show ass off that couch.
What shit is.
You know, stuffpopping.com.
Got this shit. Yeah. I definitely got this shit. Nigga got to say, just stay on beat. I got bad skin, bad hoes, they go dumb cause they toes none, cause the flow cold. When I spoke those, it get more frozen when it's no sun. Yo, slut. Hold up, fire we where I be okay. Giving out daps. They filling out apps to get beside me. And I'm broke as fuck, this is good game. It don't take much to pull a hood dame. Green, Lil Weed, Lil Ray. Got more hoes than Denzel training day. And them Russians want they money on time. Like I won't mind. Try and play your straight Dr. Zayas. What you gon' find? Hey shit, Gray get pissed and a nigga can't snap me out it. Yep, bitch, you really might flip cause my temper ain't shit. Ho, I ain't just rapping about it. They was trashed and gassed about it. Had the spot till we cast them at it. Now they gone and we laughing about it. Sorry, ho, I could not allow it. Not going, not showing. No respect for your foo-foo clan. You two can suck a nigga dick till it spit. Hit your face like foom-foom bam. Better make your old bitch a YouTube fan. And my dude crew looking like the new Wu Clan. Nothing to fuck with, you coming, we busting. Then I finna leave with your new boo. Damn, busting nuggets, holding up all my. My verse is cold as fuck. I ain't got the leather wood, but I bet them hoes are fucking busting nuggets, bowling up. All my verse is cold as fuck. I ain't got that leather wood, but I bet them hoes are fuck.
It's that TR to the R3. Nigga, Southside, where you find me? Southside flow. Come through, got all the flows, got all the hoes. That's what I say. You already know, nigga, do not play. I'm with that B shit. You already know I'm on this B shit. I already came through with C shit. Man, I'm colder than seasick. You know that. No dissing, but I just know that. I'm ballin'. Niggas know they can't call it.
Damn.
I'm just saying what I can say. I don't know, I can't say.
Damn.
A lot of that bullshit. Niggas, I'm just trying to school shit. I can't even think off the top of the dome.
You said enough.
I said enough. I'm gonna go home. Fuck it.
C6 C6 who the hell is this?
Alright, hey, look, so I don't want nobody that knows C6 to come looking for me.
Oh man, I'm C6.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, nah, he's
fuck him, bro.
He's quiet.
Wait, because niggas got guns, they shoot for nothing. He's out here rapping about his bars and shit. He better
I'm make sure you listen. These niggas killing for cricket phones out here.
Out, yes.
I'm gonna tag him in this one.
He got shot over some rapper chips.
Niggas getting killed by iPhone 5S's with cracked screens. Shit. He's killing niggas for him, okay?
Got killed for some barbecue Fetty Wops.
Damn. Nah, man. I fuck with that. Hey, outro. Let's everybody not get killed this week.
For real.
If y'all can, let's do that. Also, Easter's next Sunday. So I see y'all there.
That's what you do. Wait. Holla at Jesus, the only broke person anybody ever believed in.
Hey, I'm not gonna do that.
He had a dream and he wouldn't let him tell him. What do you want to be when you grow up? Savior of the world?
What okay, Ian baby. Doesn't know is regular black people don't make Jesus jokes.
At all.
Because we've got that shit whooped out of us years ago.
Say something else about Jesus.
Nah. I know that stand-up comedian black people will make a Jesus joke. Regular niggas? No.
We scared. So.
We feel like there's a sound of a switch flying past our ear right now. You know what a switch is?
On the real.
Is something you hit black kids with?
Where does it come from?
Fuck.
But where does it come from? That's a very... Okay.
Yes, okay.
Or a light?
He saw the Jackson's American Dream. Okay. He saw it. He know what happened. You gotta move them bricks. Hey, message. Joe had his kids moving bricks as punishment. New kids... I'm moving bricks for money.
Just
and we out.
Do it.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
That's it, man. Everybody have a good week, man.
For real. Thank y'all for listening.
Wait a minute. Hey, Ian Ellis. Yo, holler at my podcast. Just put Ian Ellis in fucking iTunes.
Let's everybody wrap it up like with your shit.
I'm funny as fuck. Come fuck with me. Check out the mixtapes, volume 5 and 6. New shit coming. Album recording 420. Come smoke with me, man. I'm going to smoke you up. I got edibles. It's a good time.
You dropped that shit like a rapper.
I got a wife. I'm not going
to smoke with me, man. Fuck with me.
Fuck with me, DJ. Fuck with me, DJ. We gonna trade.
I don't care how cold you are, Freeze. You know, you talk that shit, we gonna come at you. You know what I'm saying? These are my boys. You know what I'm saying? Like every man in this room would fight for me. They would literally take a bullet. Like these are my motherfuckers. Bellwood. These are my motherfuckers. They let me use the N word when we're not recording. They let me use it casually. That's how motherfucking close we are. These are my homies for life. We friends on Facebook, Instagram. This is my family.
First person in that situation gets shot.
Everybody shout out.
Is you?
Who are you?
Motherfucking Mike Jacks. You already know who I am.
Where can they find you?
Find me at Instagram at MikeJaxx the right way. You know what I'm talking about. Mike Jacks.
Well, before we get out of here, too, I don't think you had a Instagram shout out yet.
Oh, the foot fetish thing. It's a tradition. I feel
as a fan of the show, I like that part.
Well, can we do? We don't even really have enough time for
that. Didi Reek, can we love you?
We just keep going.
Instagram shout out. There's a lot of bad bitches out here. So wait, you know what? I don't live like that. So
but I meant to say was
I would say that y'all should follow
titty is this?
Naked Rose. That's NakedRose. She is one of the girls who will say stuff like, donate to my canned soda or some shit like that. Never gonna get a dollar to me. You're naked for free too much.
There you go.
For me to give you a dollar for shit. You know what I'm saying? So you need a manager. Okay, so, but yeah, y'all can find me on Instagram. Outside of that, I'm at King_Trill. You can find me on Twitter at I'm from Bellwood, because I'm from Bellwood.
The right way.
You won't be able to find me on anything else, because that's for my regular life. Fuck niggas.
But if you are looking for extensions.
Yes. If you're looking for some hair that ain't there, you can buy it from me, because I have all of it. Body weight, bone straight.
For real.
Different countries. There are a lot of bald women running around here because they are providing things for me. If you need, you normally shop at motherfucking Famous Footwear. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that to get your shoe. Shoe Carnival. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that no more. Let me get you right. You know what I'm saying? Let me get a girl to look at you and not think, oh, he a janitor. They not fucking no money. Yo. You know what I'm saying? So guess what? And shout out to my man Nate. He a janitor. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. But you know, I got him right.
Keys
I'm
on him that right chain. Too. He got all the motherfucking keys.
Yeah, we don't want nobody.
Ain't a door he can't pick.
If you out here dressed like Freeze, Look, I'm gonna get your girl some hair, and I'm gonna get your shoes right. You know what I'm saying? So fuck with me on any of those platforms I just spoke to you about. And
Toy said if your knees draping, he'll pull up and clip her shit too.
He's out here, you know what
I'm
saying?
Hey, I'm Bruce Beefcake with the shit. For real, man. I'm showing up with motherfucking, what was them yard things he used to have?
Hedge clippers for the bitch.
Hedge clippers for the bitch. And I'm chopping shit.
Them,
you know what I'm saying?
Them so, big ass scissors you can hear.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Guess what? But hey, but the kids don't eat.
Yeah. The right way. That's he's like Freddie if he showed up in Barbershop 4.
For real. Fuck with me, y'all. It's motherfucking It's Grade A Plus, the Baby Mama Bandit, one hit a quitter, Jackie Jr.
Yes.
Hit me on Twitter at Grade708 and on Instagram at Grade A Plus. If you can't spell that, your ass dumb.
Yeah, for real.
Treezy, you wanna?
I am Treezy from the Shy. Mm-hmm. Like I said earlier, Southside's where I reside.
How do you spell that? Because they gonna get lost.
TR3ASY from the Shy. If you can't spell from the Shy, do something mentally.
Shout out to all dumb.
Shoot yourself in the shoulder. You right. Can't spell the shit.
Do you do all your sentences as like spoken word? Like,
yes.
I'm a rapper.
I played y'all a little
bit. Cool nigga.
It was correct.
You can find me on TR3ASY.
Y'all ever seen that shit from Fresh Prince when he was like, cannons to the left of him. Cannons to the right of him. You feel me? Like, that was, you know what I'm saying? I took that to heart.
Treezy just wants y'all to know the real nigga shadow box when they talk.
Yeah, I really want the snap while he was giving me his
one. I wanted to bring out the bongo.
Hey, say this shit again. Say this again.
Hit him with the snap, y'all.
3ASY from the Shy.
Oh, shit.
Southside is where I reside.
Oh.
If there's an old bitch, I will fuck her.
Yes.
Tell him.
If she is somebody's grandmother.
Woo! If she's in menopause, I must have the draws.
And that is menopause, but we all have flaws, so we gonna let you cook. If she's cooking
clean and
fried
the
fish,
draws.
He's going to drop dick off.
If it's fried chicken and greens,
if
Tweezy must get in between.
If she's on the usher board, I will slide her skirt down. There will be long tights. I will cut a hole, then take her soul. She hasn't had her pussy ate since 1988. Soul food on the plate. She told me to close the gate.
If she sleeps in a nightgown, I'm breaking pipe down. Treezy from the Shot. We're doing the shout outs next, bro.
If she likes
jello pudding pops,
I bring her order home. Right. When I got there, I said, mon frere, no salt. She forgot her water pills. When I spread her legs, she said, whoa, 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 son, don't beg. I can't move them in that V no more. She told me stop at the stove. She don't need no condom. She got a uterus taken out.
She sucked this dick like the last in the world. Cause Treezy don't need them fast little girls.
Don't need them.
The auntie slayer.
There is a right. Cup next to her bed where her teeth lay.
Nah, we ain't going that way.
Right. Before Treezy
got limits.
She said we must pray.
Treezy got limits.
Man, you bust off on her like an open field. You ain't hitting nothing.
She told Treezy run
water. That's all I'm saying.
Get that outside off your body.
Get that outside off your body.
You smell like them street sun.
Her pussy like a million man march.
Treezy got the real nigga shout out, bro. Wow.
She got more nuts than a squirrel.
Hey, that's Treezy from the Shot. Wow. He liked the twat if it got icy hot.
Wow, I don't have nothing to say. Need on punchlines at Instagram and Twitter.
I'm sorry you had to follow that. We definitely should have had Treasy go last.
Yeah, we know it's gonna go like that, bro.
Hey, what's your name, brother?
Oh, I'm Nino.
Yeah. I'm a nigga named Nino.
You just Nino now.
Yeah. Ooh, shit.
Pussy oh, catch come awesome. Like it was featured in the combine.
She said, damn. Treasy, what are you doing Saturday? I need a date. It's my 30th year reunion. I can't be late. Terrence Tucker will be there, and his bitch ain't shit. I need to let them know that I am the lit. What's that word y'all say, lit? That's what we will be. I need you on my arm, son. Walk in with me. All
right,
man. God is love.
Red
run. All
right.
We out here.
That's got to go up in life.
Smoke good, but I fuck bad. Smoke good, but I fuck bad. Smoke good, but I fuck bad. Smoke good, but I fuck better. Bitch, smoke good, but I fuck bad. Smoke good, but I fuck bad. Smoke good, but I fuck better. Smoke good, but I fuck better. Bitch, smoke good, fuck bad. Smoke good, fuck bad. Smoke good, fuck bad. Smoke good, fuck bad. Smoke good, fuck bad.
Smoke, good, fuck, smoke, 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 smoke,